Hello there. This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Richwick with New Day Dawning. Thank you for joining us on Auckland Hospital Radio, your bedside entertainment system. There's an interesting character in our programme today, and he's called Nicodemus. He wants to find out more about Jesus, but it seems he doesn't want to make it too obvious. We ask the question today, why? And we also look at Jesus' response to him. Let's begin, though, with a wonderful hymn, a great favourite of all Christians everywhere. To God be the glory, and it comes to us from the Royal Albert Hall. Let's look at our Bible reading in sections today. It's taken from John 3, 1-17. Here we have verses 1-2. Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night. Many have wondered why this man from the ruling council visited Jesus in the night. One theory is that Nicodemus was afraid other members of the council would see him discussing religious matters with the upstart Jesus. There's also the possibility that Nicodemus himself was rather ashamed to be seen with Jesus, even though he respected him. Another theory is that Jesus could have invited him to come that night, and it may have been more convenient for them both when fewer people were around. But what we do know is that Nicodemus has come to sound Jesus out. Verse 2 has this to say. And Nicodemus said to Jesus, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him." It seems that Nicodemus had an honest desire to exchange ideas with Jesus, for he's obviously heard about him or even seen him for himself. He may have seen the wonders Jesus has performed. He seems convinced already in his own mind that God is working through him, and so begins an important one-to-one discussion. Wouldn't you like to have a one-to-one chat with Jesus? I wonder what your questions would be about. What do you think Jesus would say in response? Sometimes it helps to write down our questions and also what comes to our mind as answers. We may find that what we write down surprises us. Here's a song written by Pete Scott, all about having that one-to-one chat with Jesus today. It doesn't matter how we do it, as long as we do it. He's called this song "Talking to the Man," and he's the one singing it this time.
Well, you're reading the paper and you're watching TV. Makes you wonder about the hunger and the pain you see. You think there's no solution to the misery. There's an answer, come and listen to me. I've been talking to the man. I've been talking to the man. I've been talking to the man. To Jesus. Well, you see all the hurt that's upsetting me. Makes you wonder what we're getting to. There's a message coming to you if you let it through. Listen hard and you know what to do. I've been talking to the man. I've been talking to the man. I've been talking to the man, to Jesus. Well, he says love when you're happy and love when you're mad. Love when you're feeling good and feeling bad. Love when you're broken up and feeling sad. It's love, only love that will last. I've been talking to the man. I've been talking to the man. I've been talking to the man.
Here in this next song are some important questions about the world today that many of us would like to have answers to. A song that was first released by Declan Galbraith is sung here by a lady called Hadil. It's called "Tell Me Why." And the singer asks questions such as this. Tell me, why does it have to be like this? Tell me, why is there something I have missed? Tell me why, because I don't understand when so many need somebody, we don't give a helping hand. And she also asks, is this what my life is for? To waste in a world full of war?
In my dreams, children sing a song of love for every boy and girl. Sky is blue and fields are green, and laughter is the language of the world. Is a world full of people in need. Tell me, why does it have to be like this? Tell me, why is there something I have missed? Tell me why, 'cause I don't understand when so many need somebody. We don't give a helping hand. Tell me why. Every day I ask myself, what will I have to do to be myself?
Jesus seems to know what is in Nicodemus's heart before he even asks a question. He tells him how a person who is really searching for answers can find what they're really searching for. They must all be born over again, that is to say, spiritually. Verse 3 goes on to say this. Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." Here's a song by a group you've not heard on my program before. The words say, "Well, today I found myself after searching all these years, and the man that I saw, he wasn't at all who I thought he'd be. I was lost when you found me here, I was broken beyond repair. Then you came along and you sang your song over me. It feels like I'm born again. It feels like I'm living for the very first time in my life." The group is called Third Day, and the song is called Born Again.
Well, today I found myself, after searching all these years, and the man that I saw, he wasn't at all who I thought he'd be. Well, I was lost when you found me here, and I was broken beyond repair. And then you came along and you sang your song over me. It feels like I'm born again. It feels like I'm living for the very first time. For the very first time in my life.
Make a promise to
feeling in my soul, and I pray that I'm not wrong, that the life I have now, it is only the beginning.
Jesus' answer to Nicodemus, "You must be born again," puzzles him, and he goes on to say this in verse 4. "How can someone be born when they're old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to the Spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." "How can this be?" Nicodemus asked. "You are Israel's teacher," said Jesus, "and do you not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but still you people do not accept our testimony." Jesus tells us there we must be born of the Holy Spirit, who comes to all who seek him. And he comes where and when he pleases, just like the wind. And like the wind, we cannot hold him or contain him. Let's listen to a song by Sovereign Grace Worship, "Spirit of God."
The blessing of the Father, gift of grace and love, the promise of the Savior, for power from above. A wondrous gift that's given, confidence and mission. Holy Spirit, you make all things new.
So our reading continues in verse 12, where Jesus says, "I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world, that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." These words that we've just heard are truly memorable words. They're words that lift our spirits and bring us hope. Words that can leap out of the Bible at us. Let's just listen to those last few words again. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Here are these words set to music by Stainer and sung by St. Paul's Cathedral Choir. We don't know very much about this character Nicodemus after his encounter with Jesus, but what we do know is that he later defended Jesus against the aggressive Jewish leaders at an important festival in John chapter 7. And it's interesting also to note that in John chapter 19, Nicodemus has grown bolder. For he, along with another member of the ruling council, a man called Joseph of Arimathea, they remove Jesus from the cross after his crucifixion, and they wrap his remains in a cloth and take him away for burial. Joseph provides a tomb for Jesus, and Nicodemus provides a very generous gift of at least 3 to 4 kilograms of myrrh and aloes to anoint Jesus' body. It seems that Nicodemus has discovered a new kind of life, a new boldness. He's no longer afraid to be connected to Jesus. Each time we meet with Jesus in prayer and open ourselves to listen to him, we move deeper into his love. And hopefully through us, the community around us, and perhaps the people across the world will discover what it is to be born all over again and find for themselves a love that will never let us go. May you this day grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. We have in him someone who came into the world not to condemn us, but to love us. Let us pray to do the same to others. Let's finish our program today with Matt Redman's version of Abide With Me. Bye for now.
I have a home, eternal home, but for now I walk this broken world. You walked it first, you know our pain, but you sure hope can rise again up from the grave. Abide with me, abide with me. Don't let me fall, and don't let go. Walk with me, and never leave. Ever close, God, abide with me. There in the night, Gethsemane, before the cross, before the nails, overwhelmed, alone you prayed. You met a the sin, our suffering, and bore our shame. Abide with me. Abide with me.